Holly Heights is Patricia Ruth's first novel.
It's a slice of suburban life and a story everyone can relate to.
After she finished writing and editing her novel, Ruth said she was eager to see it in print.
I did try to go the traditional publishing route by, you know, sending inquiries to agents and publishers.
She says it was a long and frustrating process.
I'm a member of a very popular club of authors that get rejected from agents and publishers. I mean, I would get rejections from agents. It would come on a strip of paper, like maybe 2 inches long. I mean, not even the courtesy of a full-page letter. I mean, it's outrageous, some of the stuff that you get back.
She was still determined to be published. A visit to a book fair inspired Ruth to do it on her own.
I saw that there was so much going on with self-publishing and empowering authors. You know, I felt that it was very doable.
The first step was to find out about the process.
It's as easy to start as just Googling the word self-publishing. And you'll see that there's quite a number of companies that do provide self-publishing services, and it's really very simple.
CreateSpace, a subsidiary of Amazon, is one of them. Managing Director Libby Johnson McKee says her company provides the tools.
One of the key things that is a challenge for authors is coming up with their cover. And we've created a tool called Cover Creator, which allows you to take templates and put in your photos or use some of our pre-formatted templates to create your own cover. Once your title is finished and ready for production, we then produce that book print on demand.
Ruth says marketing the book is more challenging than writing it.
My recommendation is to start local. In my community, my local bookstore has a table for local authors. It's a matter of reaching out to your booksellers and getting them to feature your book. Maybe do a book signing. I did one. You want to do a press announcement. Send it to local radio, TV, newspapers.
Self-publishing is not always easy, says Lauren Rees of Rees Literary Agency, which represents authors to traditional publishers.
Obviously, self-publishing gives a lot more control to the author and allows them to fulfill their goals without having to go through a pretty difficult, tiresome, and lengthy process fraught with rejection. However, there are significant limitations to self-publishing, particularly distribution, packaging, editorial support, and credibility.
It's impossible. It's very, very stressful. So much work and so expensive.
Margaret Hollister is the author of Inheriting China, a memoir about growing up as the daughter of missionaries in China in the 1920s and 30s. She self-published last year.
Maybe you write naturally. Maybe that's a natural thing for you. Publishing and formatting a book and trying to find a market and all that is not natural. We need to learn that just as you would learn a profession.
David Minkler, an editor, helped Hollister publish her memoir. He says people who decide to self-publish should be prepared.
I would say they would have to learn some software and be pretty good at it. They should know enough to be able to scan pictures and organize text and proofread.
Digital technology has made it easier for authors, especially younger ones, to self-publish. But Minkler says writers will continue to prefer traditional publishers.
A lot of self-published books seem to be pretty trivial and really not of much interest to a wide audience. So if you're talking about a wide audience, I think established publishers will continue.
CreateSpace Managing Director Libby Johnson McKee agrees that the traditional publishing industry will always be there. However, she believes self-publishing is here to stay.
Since 2002, the growth of independently published books is over 8,000%. So there's really a movement in the industry because anyone who wants to tell their story can be out there. And I think that trend of democratization of the publishing process will continue.
As more writers learn the process, Johnson McKee says it will become more affordable. That, in turn, could attract more people to self-publishing. For producer Faiza El-Masri, I'm Carol Pearson, VOA News.